AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0. Money 2.0. Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, helping you with your small business and professional development needs. Our social media connections are Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, Facebook at Business on the Edge, and you can join our Facebook group if you're a woman, On the Edge Women in Business. And as always, you can email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz with questions or comments. Every week, I like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Each week, we appreciate your listenership. We work hard to bring you a great show that inspires your professional development and small business growth. You can always dial into the show and get your questions and comments on the air at 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Forget about the fast lane. If you really want to fly, just harness your power to your passion. That's Oprah Winfrey. Forget about the fast lane. If you really want to fly, just harness your power to your passion. I think that's interesting in terms of what we're going to talk about tonight. We have a very special guest this evening, and so we're going to get into that in just a little bit. So my On the Edge, power question, maybe fact. It's not really a question. It's kind of that something to think about. Fighting for your future, do you believe that it is worth the fight? Do you believe that it's worth the fight? I want you to think about that, because again, some of the things that I'm saying tonight will tie in to a little bit of what our guest is going to talk about. I'm really excited to have him on the show. I think you're going to find him very interesting and captivating as we have him join us in just a few minutes. But let's talk about what's in the news. Small Business Trends, again, one of my favorite websites. National Small Business Week is starting May 12th. So if you are a small business owner or you're thinking about being in business, this is certainly something that you can get involved with. You can go to smallbusinesstrends.com and get a little bit more information. So the activities will be held in four separate cities. So wherever you're at, you can get information or you can participate in the activities. May 12th in San Francisco, May 13th in Kansas City, Missouri, May 14th in Boston, Massachusetts, May 15th in Washington, D.C. And some of the activities that they are going to have: webinars, live events. You can sign up through the Small Business Administration website or the National Small Business Week's website. Or again, simply go to Small Business Trends and you'll see a little icon there on their landing page. National Small Business Week starts May 12th, and that's May 12th through, I think, like the 16th. And I think they have the Small Business Expo going on at that time, too, in Dallas. So if you're out there in Dallas, you might be able to check that out, because it doesn't look like they're doing anything in Dallas this year in terms of the National Small Business Week. And this is sponsored by the Small Business Administration. Again, check that out, short article there for you to get more information about that. So last night was our leadership call for women in business. And so we have a monthly call. And each call, each month, we have a presenter. And for the most part, I like pulling presenters from our Women in Business Club. And last night was my turn to kind of present. And I'm sharing this because I want to go back to my question, fighting for your future, do you believe that it's worth it, worth the fight? And I say that because my talk was about fighting for your future. And what I did for the first time really with the women, I'm a private person in terms of personal aspects of my life. But sometimes When you're grouping people together and you're coming together and you're leading that sort of effort, and I like to call our club a club rather than a group or an association. There's something more cohesive, I believe, when you use the terminology club. So that's why I chose to go with the On the Edge Women in Business Club. And so I wanted to share with them kind of my journey as to how I got to them last night, some of the struggles that I've had growing as a business owner over the years, in the things that shaped and cultivated how I became, or how I'm becoming, who I am today, and as a result of being there. And that as humans, and we don't often like to talk about this, but as humans, we all experience things. We bleed, we hurt, we, you know, we don't often talk about those things in the workplace. But so I spoke about fighting for your future, and not everyone wants to fight for their future. Sometimes they take impact, and we'll read about maybe someone taking their life because of the impact in their life with regards to business, with regards to loss in business, and our downturn of our economy. Just a few years back, we read stories about people losing their jobs and taking their lives. And in fact, there was a family down in LA that he not only took his life, and I believe it was a producer, not only his life, but his wife's life, his mother-in-law's wife, and his two boys. And so not everyone has that fight, but it's worth the fight. Your future is worth the fight. And so I shared some of the experiences with business loss, personal loss, resource loss, and deciding to get back up and deciding to say, you know what, let me get back on this entrepreneurial road. Let me do something greater and bigger than my own experiences. And I'd love to say that when I took my hits, some specific hits in 2007, when I took those hits, I would love to say that I just stood like this great warrior, this great, you know, we see these great heroes. You know, I just went to see the movie Captain America with my family. And I really like Black Widow because she's just cool. She's just cool. I wish I could say that's kind of how I looked. And I was just kicking butt and taking names. But that's not the case. I was struggling. I was emotionally a wreck, lost my first company due to the downturn and that experience. And as small business owners, and one of the things that I shared with the group last night is that you must pay attention to what's going on around you and in the economy with regards to your business, because it can impact your future. And so 2007 was a little bit of a nightmare, but keeping the right people around you, keeping support systems and support information and pressing on to try to do something more. I kept busy and I kept doing things to kind of pull me back into this, from this disastrous kind of state. And so, it takes some courage, fear. You know, we're not going to get outside of things that make us afraid. But, you know, we hear, you know, courage is not without fear. Courage is fighting in spite of fear's presence. And so that's kind of was a story, kind of the background, you know, learning out of the devastation that gets me here tonight. I'm here on AM 1220 KDOW radio as a result of the impact, specific impact, in 2007, the company that I thought I would have for my entire existence, the legacy that I thought I would leave behind, became the seed of what I'm experiencing today. And sometimes some things will die in your life, including businesses, for you to produce something different, for you to for that to go into the ground and germinate and become something more than what you could even imagine. You know, as a producer and director in my background, that I'm used to instructing and directing, not knowing that I was going to become the talent at some point. It just was not on my radar. So that devastation and those things that I went through, that walk, that journey, that out of that came a new vision, and I want to say that it was expanded. It wasn't that. I'd like to say this, that loss of business doesn't mean that it's loss of everything. There's things that you learn. There's things that you, there's takeaways. There's the new vision became an expanded vision, the new mission, an expanded mission, the purpose, the traveling beyond my own self-sufferings, challenges, and oppositions. It became a new way of thinking out of the once the dust settled. And so the direction you choose to walk is entirely up to you. And I got back up and got on track, and I believe now I'm living what I would say walking towards my legacy, walking towards something greater. And so as a result of that, here I am, and hopefully whatever you're going through and experiencing, that there is something that you can pull from, learn from, and take it with you into your next chapter, your next journeys. So having said that, I have a guest tonight that is a bit of an unusual thinker. He's this out-of-the-box kind of guy. I'd like to say he's provocative in how he thinks. I think could possibly frustrate your own thinking patterns. Interesting. He has a capacity to challenge paradigms that I like to call sacred cows and tipping them over. I tip over cows. Here, where's my tipping? Do we have that? So, and I'm going to let my producer grab that. But, you know, I've taught workshop seminars and have encouraged attendees to get his books. He's written a book called Zag and the Brand Gap, two of my favorite books, one on which focuses on radical differentiation and the other. And you got that? Okay. Can you do my cow? Can I have that? Give me some love here. Where's my Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And the brand gap. So how much time I have here? And I have what I call, okay, how much? 90 seconds here. My producer, I talked to my producer, by the way, because he's just a great guy. So anyway, I have what I call book mentors. And a book mentor is someone who writes a series of books that become beneficial to my own continual growth. And he's one of my book mentors who's now hearing this for the first time in live. And now he has heard those words. His book, Zag, by the way, was named as one of the top 100 books of all time. And we're going to go to a commercial break, and we're going to welcome my guest when we come back. And I will give you his name. Stay tuned in. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson Perry, his business leader.
AM 1220 KDOW traffic.
Check of the Dumbarton Bridge first. The update brought to you in part by Hammer Mill Paper. Hammer Mill Paper is guaranteed 99.99% jam-free. Guaranteed. Now available at Walmart. Hammer Mill, no worries. Earlier crash eastbound before the high-rise, now out of the way. All the lanes are open, but it's stop-and-go traffic from 101 on the peninsula headed to the Dumbarton Bridge. East 92 is slow out of Foster City for the San Mateo Bridge. Slow from Mariners Island Boulevard all the way across in stretches to 880. In Hayward on North 101, Redwood City, slow Woodside Road up to 3rd, San Mateo. South 101 slows Marsh, Menlo Park to North Ringsdorf in Mountain View. And brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life, Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories, commitment, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. And that's your Bay Area traffic.
Business coach and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight-talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
Hello, everybody. Alan Thicke here. If you're receiving urgent letters from the IRS because you owe back taxes, good news. The IRS now has a fresh start program. You could qualify to settle your tax debt for much less than what you owe. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima Tax Relief, and their client satisfaction speaks for itself.
They always looked out for us all the way through, and then the resolution was unbelievable. And I felt protected, like no one can touch me because I'm with Optima. Don't wait. Just call Optima. They'll make it work for you.
I couldn't see myself getting ahead. There's no way I would have been able to pay this thing off. And it's scary out here. But Optima Mate is not so scary, and they will work with you and get you through it. And it'll make you feel like a brand new person. I'm so glad I made the call.
Don't let wage garnishments, tax liens, or bank levies ruin your life. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-711-5743. That's 800-711-5743. 800-711-5743.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit Optima. TaxRelief.com.
The rich are getting richer. How about you? Sitting on the sidelines will get you nowhere. So what's your next move? What if you could learn how to make real money when the market's going up or down, all while protecting your hard-earned capital? Over 150,000 people have experienced Online Trading Academy's unique trading education, and now you can too. Wait a minute. Before you say, oh no, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a free half-day trading course so you can check this out. And right now, if you call in to RSVP for this free half-day class, we'll include a home study video guide valued at $247 just for attending. Think about it. Just what is your money doing for you in a CD or mutual fund? Call right now while seats are still available at 877-338-TRADE. That's 877-338-TRADE. This could really change everything. Call now, 877-338-8723. That's 877-338-TRADE.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business and Marriage with Margaret Jackson. Superior Compliance Solutions is in partnership with TipNow. And TipNow has launched the TipNow Hotline app, which gives small business the opportunity to have employees provide anonymous tips via the app, text, or email. Gathering employee tips allow the business to have visibility before something is reported to the labor board or lawsuit is filed. In addition, businesses have a chance of learning about fraudulent activities, which reduces the amount of potential loss. For more information about the services, call Superior Compliance Solutions, 408-725-7153. Be sure to let Nancy know that you heard it here on Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. You can also go to the website at SuperiorCompliancesSolutions.com, and there's a video there that you can find out more information as well. Our guest tonight, and as I said, if you're just tuning in, is a guru, I would say, of thought and change and getting you to think outside your world and push into something new and exciting. And he is the author of 4 books. We will be talking about his new book tonight, and that is MetaSkills, 5 Talents for the Robotic Age. My guest tonight is, help me welcome Marty Neumeyer, author and director of transformation at Liquid Agency in San Francisco, onto the show tonight. Welcome, Marty.
Thank you, Margaret. I'm so happy to be here.
Glad that you are on tonight. And now we want to learn a little bit more about, you have this new book, you've written 4 books, and your book, Zach, actually was named as one of the 100 most, 100 business books to have. So tell us a little bit about it, and of all time. I'm looking here at your bio. But now you have this MetaSkills book, and now the Brand Gap and the Zach book are a little bit different than what I'm seeing in MetaSkills. So we're going to let you just give us a little bit of your information with regards to your different books. If you can just share a little bit about that, and then we'll get into some of the media things that we can share with our audience with regards to MetaSkills.
Okay, let me start with The Brand Gap. That was the first book I wrote, and that was an attempt to address a misconception about what branding is. Because people thought, before this, they thought branding was, you know, sticking logos on things and coming up with advertising campaigns, and you know, that was the brand. And so what I wanted to say was, no, the brand is a customer's perception of a company or a product or a service. The brand lives inside the customer's head. It's not something that companies do. It's something that customers do with the information that they get, the experiences and so forth, that they get from companies. So it was really starting to put brand where it belongs in people's minds. Right? It's a perception of a company. So that was the first book. And inside that book, there was a lot of talk about differentiation, which is, you know, the platform that a brand is built on. So you can't really build a great brand, a charismatic brand, as I call it in the book, without having something very different and something courageously different about your company.
Sure.
Right? So Zag was the next book, which is how to differentiate yourself in a radically different way. So that was Zag, and that was the one that was named one of the top 100 business books of all time, which is wonderful.
Okay, sure.
Very flattering. And then the next book was based on Zag, was, okay, so, you know, if we learn how to do this, then how do we spread this knowledge and spread this ability throughout a whole corporation? And so the Designful Company grew out of that. So it was how to make the whole company more creative, right? And so MetaSkills is sort of in the same vein, except I just opened the frame a little bit, and I said, okay, so if it's good to be creative, if we're going into a period of time when creativity is really valuable and it's needed to be innovative, then we all have to learn how to do it. We have to develop our personal mastery of innovation, and that's a pretty big subject. So this book is not a quick read. It's you know, sit down and read it for 2 days kind of book, instead of sit down and read it for 2 hours like the other book.
Absolutely. In fact, I am in the throes of reading MetaSkills. We have about a minute before we go to break. So tell us the basic premise of MetaSkills before we go to a break.
Well, the basic premise is that in a time when things are being more and more automated, people are collaborating with machines more, the winners are going to be those who can be more human, not less human.
Sure.
And what it means to be human is to be creative.
Sure. Now, Marty, I'm going to sidetrack here for a second. I picked a fight with my, I have a storage space for this particular reason, because I was dealing with humans, and like you're saying, and just to kind of draw an eye line. And so not only did it increase, I talked about it on a show about a year or so ago, and I thought it was interesting just because we are becoming more automated. And as a result, I enjoy dealing with people. I'm not against automation. I'm not against the technology. What I am against is maybe we're not balancing out things the way that we need to, so that although it creates new opportunities and new technology, which means that someone has to sustain that, maintain it, create new skills to keep those things up. But I really like enjoying the people. And so as a result, they closed the storage down for a few days, and then you could pay by using a kiosk. And so I think this is some of the things that we're seeing and what you're talking about in your book.
Yes, a lot of jobs are being taken away by automation, but a lot of jobs, or let's say a few, probably not as many jobs, are replacing them, but they're better jobs. So we're at a very interesting time when, you know, we're wondering what's going to happen to the workplace.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to jump to a commercial break, and we're going to come back more with Marty Neumeier when we come back. MetaSkills, 5 Talents for the Robotic Age, AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Berea's business leader.
KDOW traffic.
Santa Clara, our first stop on 101. We're brought to you in part by Hammermill Paper. Hammermill Paper is guaranteed 99.99% jam-free. Guaranteed. Now available at Walmart. Hammermill, no worries. South 101, slow Montague Expressway and stretches to Oakland Road, San Jose. And then in South San Jose, 101 southbound slows Coyote Creek Golf Drive on the way to San Martin Avenue. More delays, Monterey Highway, Gilroy for Castro Valley Road. To the peninsula now, where North 101 goes slow. Out of San Carlos up to 3rd and San Mateo, further delays from SFO to Grand Avenue in South San Francisco. Giants Indians tonight in San Francisco at AT&T Park. And brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. That is your Bay Area traffic. I'm Peter Ashley.
Are you a woman that dreams big? Then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven networking for all of its members. Join the club and let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
Well, hello, I'm Robert Helms.
And I'm Russell Gray.
And we're
the Real Estate Guys.
Have you been hearing about all the changes in the real estate market lately?
Maybe you're even wondering, can you still make money investing in real estate?
Some people may see this cycle as a time to sit on the sidelines.
While others see it as a great opportunity.
Learn how to develop your own real estate investment strategy by listening to the Real Estate Guys. We're here live every Sunday night at 5.
And all the time at realestateguysradio.com.
Sundays at 5 p.m. on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDOW.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now, 1-800-753-4574. 1-800-753-4574. That's 1-800-753-4574.
Hi, this is Kim Rakowski from Business Rockstars. We bring you the biggest and brightest entrepreneurs to help you become the next big success story. Are you starting your business? Are you growing your business? Or are you looking for ways to fund your business? Whatever your endeavor is, we are here to help you, and our guests will guide you every step of the way.
The Business Rockstars. Weekday mornings at 11 on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDOW. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on the Edge. On May 12th, 7 p.m., I will be the moderator for the Barry Esser Mayoral Forum. If you are a San Jose resident, join us at the Barry Esser Community Center in San Jose, 3050 Barry Esser Road in San Jose. It is that time of year again for voting, so make sure you get out and vote on June 3rd. And again, if you are a San Jose resident, come out to that Mayoral Forum and find out what the candidates have to say. And the candidates that will be participating in that forum will be Vice Mayor Madison Nguyen, Santa Clara County Supervisor Dave Cortese, Councilmember Rose Herrera, Councilmember Sam Licardo, and Councilmember Perry Luigi Oliveiro. So again, come out to the forum. If you have questions, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz to get your questions in front of the candidates and have your say. And by the way, if you do not vote, do not complain. Do not complain. You must vote if you want to get a say. On the show tonight, we have Marty Neumeier, author of MetaSkills, his newest book, his latest book. He is the author of four books. Marty, let's, in meta skills, and we just talked a little bit about the opening segments of what Marty's doing in this book, if you're just tuning in. And what would you say the biggest takeaway you want readers to get in this book? Because it explores, it's very in-depth. It's very, like I said, engaging as I read through it myself. What do you want the takeaway to be for your readers?
Well, it is in-depth because what I'm trying to paint a picture of here is a future that's one step higher than the future the present that we are experiencing today, because I think we need to be more creative in the future. And so that really sort of changes the complexion of everything we do. It's a pretty exciting prospect, and I think it's happening sooner than we expect. But I think what I'd like people to take away is that in the near future, in the 21st century, the key to success is going to be personal creativity, human creativity. It's not going to be enough just to learn how to work with machines. It's great if you have the skill and the knowledge to invent machines, to build them, to run them, so forth. But it's not enough just to use them and be the beneficiary of them. You really need to step up with more creative skills.
And when you say, I'm going to jump back to what we shared at the end of the last segment. We were asking, okay, so the jobs are we're seeing this change in the job market, in the workplace, like I shared with my storage. And here's one of my concerns, Marty. Maybe you have an answer for me. So when these jobs go away and now you have this technology, you have this higher form of being able to produce maybe at a higher capacity with improving your bottom line because now you're a little bit more efficient because of technology. But say that person that lost their job, that doesn't have that skill, doesn't have the ability to say, okay, I can transition into being the person that maybe maintains that kiosk or maintains it, but now they have to reskill. And so, and I know in your book you talk a little bit about that as learning, unlearning, and then relearning. Where are these people going to go when they're immediately out of a job?
Oh, I know it's a huge problem, and I think what's happened is our education system has let us down. It's still teaching us skills we needed for the industrial age, and now we're going into what I'm calling the robotic age, which is an age of increasing man-made, man-machine collaboration, and we're not learning the right things in school. So what happened is we fell into the gap between the industrial age and the robotic age, and it's full of this gap we're living through, this paradigm shift.
So
full of chaos and job loss,
right?
Failing education and financial inequality. All these things are, I think, results of this monumental shift between one era and another era.
We're going to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to come back to that. I've got a question for you when I come back with regards to that. AM 1220 KDOW Business Advantage with Area's Business Leader.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Getaway Friday traffic brought to you in part by the T.J. Martell Foundation. Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn about music's promise for a cure. We're slow as you head for the Bay Bridge out of the maze, slow from the foot of the maze to through the toll plaza. The metering lights are on. Further delays on the span from Treasure Island, westbound on 80 to 101 in San Francisco. There is a Giants game tonight in the city by the bay. Eastbound 80, it's slow out of the maze in stretches from Oakland on the way to Golden Gate Fields in the Albany area. Further delays, Solano County, East 80, Abernathy to North Texas and Fairfield. While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
business coach, and host of Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson will keep you on the edge of your seat with new strategies and cutting-edge business tips that will keep your business moving in the right direction. She will inspire you to fulfill your dreams, always challenging today's emerging entrepreneurs. Margaret Jackson offers straight talk business strategies that will help you overcome the obstacles you face in the world of business. Go to businessontheedge.biz to learn more about Margaret Jackson and upcoming events. Business on the Edge, keeping it real with host Margaret Jackson. Follow her on Twitter and Facebook, Business on the Edge. And listen to Business on the Edge with your host Margaret Jackson every Friday evening at 6, part of Money 2.0 here on AM 1220 KDOW.
In the last several years, real estate has never been more affordable. Opportunities for investing have never been better. But sometimes financing, especially for investors, has never been more confusing. Hi, this is Joe Cacera. Join me and the entire Real Estate 360 team weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. as we'll help you better understand the world of real estate from an investor's perspective. Guest experts help us cut through the confusion. RE360, weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. here on AM 1220 KDOW.
The Good Life, made better with Stephen F. Lavelle.
No one likes to contemplate his or her own passing. However, the inevitable can be made a little brighter if you take a little care right now while you remain in control. Hi, this is Stephen F. Lavelle, your host for The Good Life Made Better. I'll give you a set of questions you can use that will make your legacy planning work for the people you love.
The Good Life Made Better, Saturdays at 9 a.m. on AM 1220 KDOW. This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Margaret Jackson. Welcome back to Margaret Jackson. Welcome back to Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. How about that? I'm just so full of myself. We have Marty Neumeier on the show with us, author of Meta Skills. And Marty, I'm thinking about what you're saying in terms of our education system is failing our students. Would you say that's, when we look at the American education system versus, say, China, are we seeing some differences? Is China lacking in that thought in terms of being more creative with regards to?
You know, I'm not an expert on China, but everything I read about it makes me think that they're very good at creating industrial age graduates, right? Which is all about memorizing, keeping score, those kinds of things. You know, knowing the answer that's at the back of the chapter. They're not as strong in teaching kids how to hypothesize about what could be. It's more about what is. Like, they show the students, this is the world today, and this is what you need to know to succeed in it. However, they never get a chance to sort of predict what the world's going to be like and change the world. So I think we're actually a little bit better. We're just culturally more suited to that. But I think we're not doing a very good job of it either. And so we're letting down a lot of kids. And, of course, those of us who are adults sort of completely miss the boat. So we have to figure it out on our own. We have to adapt to the new reality, which is more creative.
Sure, sure. Would you say Steve Jobs, he's this guy who constantly pushed the creative boundaries. Would he be an example of your type or example of this creative thinker? He almost seemed like he was before his time in almost anything that he did. He was, I wondered, prior to Steve Jobs passing, is did he leave some sort of pipeline or creative pipeline that would allow Apple to continue to grow and to expand and to do the things that we, in terms of what they were doing. So would you say that Steve was maybe a type of what you're exploring here with that type of thinking?
I think he's a pretty good model because he was able to look at the big picture, like what are we doing and why are we doing it?
Right.
And they'll also be able to zoom in on the smallest detail and get it perfect and simple, you know. And he was also very, as a company CEO, he was unusually focused on customers. I mean, he really was in tune with what people needed next, you know. And then he was relentless about pursuing something that didn't exist yet, that people didn't know they wanted,
sure,
but that he could see that they would want when they saw it.
Right, right. Which I agree. Steve Jobs is one of my favorite entrepreneurs and thinkers of all time, because I think he, even if it wasn't broken, he was willing to, like I said, kick over that proverbial cow and says, well, let's see what it would look like if we did this.
Yeah, if it ain't broke, fix it anyway.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Now, we can get your book from, I actually picked it up on Amazon, but we can get it at www.liquidagency.com/metaskillsbook. That's
right. Well, you can go there and you can read an excerpt. Mm-hmm. You can see a little video. You can find out more about the book if you, you know, more than you can about, more than you can from Amazon. If you just want to get the book, boom, just go to Amazon and you can get it in ebook or print form. The print book is actually a beautifully produced book. And the ebook is like all ebooks, they're all the same.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. I have to have the book. I haven't jumped into the world of having a nook or I like touching and feeling my books. I'm still just kind of like that. But Marty, would you say you're the philosopher, the guru in provoking creative thought or out of the box thinking? Your approach here with writing your book is has a very distinctive voice, a different type of voice I have not really heard anywhere else. Would you say you're our 21st century philosopher or provoker of getting us out of that old way or our way of thinking to explore greater possibilities to new opportunities?
Well, I hope I can provoke people to think a little bit more about this. I think we're all going to be thinking about it, and I think it's better to get ahead of the curve, you know, and start thinking about it now. Plus, it's, you know, who's against being more creative in their work? You know, it's really just a matter of believing you can be, and then finding out. Well, it's like Oprah said, you know, harness your power to your passion.
Absolutely.
Harness your learning to your passion. When you find out what you really love to do and what you can contribute to the world, and then you look at what the world needs from you, and you see where they overlap, that's your best chance for success right in there.
That's absolutely fantastic. So what, real quick, we're like on top of, you know, trying to talk about this just for the audience's sake, get the book. we're trying to squeeze in 300 pages in an hour show, but it is very, very fascinating. And I would say this, get all of Marty's books. I have the fourth book to get on Design Full Company, and I'm looking forward to reading that as well. But I've read the other two books, in the middle of reading the Meta Skills, and I've never read anything that Marty has written that was not fascinating, provoking, engaging, and changing even your perception and the way that you think so you can do a greater work. We're going to go to a commercial break, and I'm going to come back in just a moment. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW Traffic.
Getaway Friday traffic brought to you in part by the T.J. Martell Foundation. Join the T.J. Martell Foundation in the fight against leukemia, cancer, and AIDS. Your support helps facilitate cutting-edge research that will lead to more effective treatments and save more lives. Visit tjmartell.org to learn about music's promise for a cure. We're slow as you head for the Bay Bridge out of the maze, slow from the foot of the maze to through the toll plaza. The metering lights are on. Further delays on the span from Treasure Island westbound on 80 to 101 in San Francisco. There is a Giants game tonight in the city by the bay. Eastbound 80, it's slow out of the maze in stretches from Oakland on the way to Golden Gate Fields in the Albany area. Further delays, Solano County East 80, Abernethy to North Texas in Fairfield. While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Are you a woman that dreams big?
then you know your success is dependent upon the support of like-minded others. Now you can join forces with other professional women as a member of the On the Edge Women in Business Club. Created by business coach Margaret Jackson, the Women in Business Club is not just another networking group. It's a success and results-oriented business and professional club. With membership, you'll participate in monthly leadership calls with opportunities to promote your business. You'll receive preferred rates to all of the Business on the Edge events, plus a chance to win exhibit booths, coaching sessions, live interviews, and more. And you'll be extended special invites to exclusive Women in Business events. The On the Edge Women in Business Club promotes mentorship, success tracking, professional accountability, and growth-driven. And let's grow our business together. Visit businessontheedge.biz for membership information. That's businessontheedge.biz.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
A cold lemonade here, hot night.
Do you hear that? That's me enjoying my retirement, taking my grandson to Round America to see a baseball game in every park. We're in the best seats with souvenirs galore.
Programs, get your programs.
And the smiles. Oh, man, that's what it's all about, isn't it? You see, it's all possible because years ago, I got a retirement plan with the help of one of Coach Pete's local trusted advisors.
Hot dogs, get your hot dogs.
Game day snacks, here I come.
It's easy to round the bases of retirement when you get a complimentary financial review in the Bay Area. Contact Mark Trutman and the team at Platinum Retirement Solutions and Insurance, 800-542-9195, 800-542-9195. You'll receive a financial plan as solid as a major leaguer strikes the ball in batting practice. Just call 800-542-9195.
You're out of here!
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. Superior Compliance Solutions is in partnership with TipNow. TipNow has launched the TipNow Hotline app, which gives small businesses the opportunity to have employees provide anonymous tips via the app, text, or email. Gathering employee tips allow the business to have visibility before something is reported to the labor board or a lawsuit is filed. In addition, businesses have a chance of learning about fraudulent activities, which reduces the amount of potential loss. For more information about the service, call Superior Compliance Solutions at 408-725-7153. Be sure to let Nancy know that you heard it here on Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And you can also go to the website at superiorcompliancesolutions.com. Before we wrap up the show, Marty, you have in the Meta Skills book, we're talking to Marty Neumeier, the author of Meta Skills, Five Talents for the Robotic Age. There are five talents. What are those five talents?
The five talents are feeling, which is emotion and intuition; seeing, which is we'll call it systems thinking. It's seeing the big picture, the whole picture. Dreaming, which is applied imagination. You know, being able to imagine things that aren't there. You know. Making, which is kind of all about design and creativity, and then learning, which is in this case means self-teaching or autodidacticism.
Okay, so now that's a mouthful. We don't hear autodidacticism every day.
You don't use
can
that
we?
Word every day?
No, can you, Kevin? Can you spell that? I'm just it's my producer. That's awesome. We don't hear that word every day. So explain that.
It's the ability to learn how to learn, right? And so if you simply take what's told to you in school or, you know, in a book or however you've been learning, you're just going to be basically learning something that everyone else already knows. So the whole thing is to, and also it may not be what you need to know. So what I'm thinking is we all have to learn more. We all have to give ourselves a personal education, right? We need to learn what we need to learn to address that passion that we want to grow and to apply, right? So that means you've got to take charge of your own education. It doesn't mean that you can skip college or skip high school or anything like that. It just means that you need to do your best to learn what you need to learn to take you to that special place that only you can occupy.
Right. That's just well said. Again, you can get Marty's book, MetaSkills, 5 Talents for the Robotic Age, at liquidagency.com/MetaSkills book. And again, there's some other tools there and information that you can participate in. And again, I would strongly recommend that you do get this book, and along with the other books that Marty has written. I'm for sure, as a business owner, small business owners, you really need other resources that are going to allow you to expand and grow outside of your thinking. Oftentimes you get on that hamster wheel and can't get off, and these are some tools that can help you get outside of that box. Now, Marty, do you do any speaking engagements, tours? Are you doing a book tour, anything else going on that you want to share with the audience?
I do a lot of speaking engagements, and they just pop up wherever. They're highly international. I'm going to be going to Istanbul later in the year, New Zealand, Chile, Brazil, you know, all these places. And it's just wonderful for me to meet all different kinds of people and experience these cultures while I'm there. So there's a lot of that sort of thing, but there's no organized book tour that I can send you to. One thing that's fun, though, is you can go to that website, the one that you just told everyone about, and take the MetaSkills Talent Quiz. It's just 10 quick questions that'll tell you which of the 5 talents you rely most on. You know, it'll show you kind of like where your strengths are relative to each other, which is pretty thought-provoking.
I might have to go take that test.
Yes, you do.
What if I'm strong in all 5 areas and I just flatline?
You can be strong in all 5 areas, and I would say that's probably a really good thing. On the other hand, you can be strong in just 2 areas, let's say, and be a very interesting sort of creative person. The test doesn't measure how good you are relative to other people. It's only tells you which skills are your go-to skills. Like maybe when you have a problem to solve, or you want to create something or do a project, your first thing might be to go to feeling, you know, intuition.
Right. Or right.
It might be more, I'm going to go read a book to find out about it first.
You know?
So knowing how you approach your creative projects is helpful, right? Because and then if you're really weak in one of those, you can say, well, gee, you know, making isn't, you know, I'm not a very good designer. That's the skill that I maybe need a little bit more work in, or I need to work around it by being stronger in some of these other skills. So it's just it's just a way to think about yourself so that when you approach a creative problem, you kind of know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
See what you're doing.
Again, this has been fascinating. We have about 30 seconds. So, again, go to liquidagency.com/MetaSkills book. Pick up the book. Take the MetaSkills Talent Skills Test. I think I'll get out there and take it myself. You're listening to AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.